time to listen to the interviews from last week's Island Life. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, issues and events. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by Placemakers from 10 to 12. Jan Scott joined the roster of Island Life hosts last week, and in her first show, she talked to Hera Mons about the upcoming Little Day In. But first, she was joined by John Stansfield, daughter Ray, and a Japanese film crew. A bit daunting for your first day on the radio. And she talked to John and daughter about CleanStream and plans they have for auditing our food waste.
John, can you explain why we've got this Japanese film crew with you?
Well, it could be they've come all the way from Japan just to look at your lovely Omiha Rocky Bay Welfare Association T-shirt. But actually, they're doing a documentary. They're going to follow us around for a week, and it's a documentary on a quiet life. It's a series of programs, half-hour programs, where they're following people who've given up stressful corporate existences to have nice, calm, serene lives, which is obviously why they chose me.
Uh-huh. And you're going to tell us a little about CleanStream.
Yes, about CleanStream and particularly today about food waste. We've been thinking a lot about food waste in CleanStream because we are probably the only place in New Zealand that has made very significant inroads to reducing the amount of food waste that's going into landfill. And in most places, that's been achieved through an engineering solution, you know, having a special food waste pickup, etc. Our great success has been down to a committed community, good composters, and people using the Bokashi composting system. So we started to think about, you know, how come we've got food waste? It's a terrible thing.
Indeed it is. And the people of Waiheke, of course, as you say, have really got in behind it. Are we showing the way to the rest of New Zealand?
Oh, we're certainly showing the way to the rest of Auckland. I can tell you that. Our food waste and daughter's got closer figures than me, but we've done very well. But I think there's a philosophical question behind this about how come we've got, how is it that we are the first generation in history to have food waste? We've got bigger refrigerators and deep freezers than people ever had before. We've got click-clacks and cling films and microwave ovens. We've got all manner of appliances that help us deal with food waste, that crock pot that my grandmother would have just loved to have, and most of our food comes to us with the waste already taken off. The peas have been shelled, the fish has been filleted, the meat's had the bones and fat taken out of it. That's how come we've got a big pile of plastic in the corner, and now we are taking that very valuable food that we've bought and putting it in a landfill, and it's crazy.
Have you got any thoughts on that? As to why we're suddenly wasting so much food?
Well, we're doing some thinking, but the exciting thing is that daughter will be leading a project funded by the Ministry for the Environment where we get a group of households together and really start going through each other's rubbish and trying to find out what it was that our granny knew that we don't.
That could be interesting. Daughter, how long have you been with CleanStream? You're a social enterprise intern, I understand, the first one in New Zealand.
Yes,
can you tell
right.
us something about that, please?
I've been here for a month, or a bit over a month. I guess the position is about working with John and learning how an organisation, a community organisation, works, and trying to get some innovations and stuff happening. There's new ideas, and you know, there's also a lot of learning to be done. So
what exactly will you be doing in contacting householders on the island?
In terms of the food waste project, we have some money from the Ministry for the Environment, and what that money has done is allowed us to scope for a project. So what we're doing is we're looking at what the project would look like. We'd be probably working with like seven families on Waiheke, and we'd be evaluating what they're throwing out before, during and after, and working with them through a period of maybe 6 weeks, trying to reduce or minimise that waste. So what we're hoping is that there'll be a decrease in the food waste.
And how are you going to choose those seven families? Are you asking for volunteers?
We're asking for volunteers. We ran an article in the Golf News, and anyone who's interested should contact us.
How's the feedback been on that?
There's been lots of interest, and there's been some people willing to help as participants, but also as researchers as well, which is really exciting, getting the community involved.
And how do people contact you if they're interested in being involved?
At CleanStream on 372-4070.
Yep. Okay. Do you have a website that people can look up?
Yes, it's through the Waste Resource Trust website, which is wrt.org.nz.
Great. So, John, is there anything else you want to tell us about this project?
Well, just I think that there's enormous potential for savings. We're going into a period where everyone's tightening their belts, and when you think of food waste, we are taking tax-paid dollars, going into a store, buying food, paying GST on it, taking it home, and then throwing it out before we've eaten it. That's a whole lot of dollars that are being lost, and there's been some quite interesting research done in other countries about how much dollars is lost and how much dollars it costs then to put it into landfill, and also what incredible environmental problems are resulting from that landfill. And Daughter's been looking at a big UK study on that.
Do you know whether there are material and resources available out there that perhaps gives people some ideas for recipes for using leftovers and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we will hopefully be doing during the project. We would love to get some of the community chefs on board and get them to come up with some ideas, teaching the participants how to use their leftovers. And that would be one of the main things. Lots of the food waste that happens is people just producing too much, just cooking too much. And one of the big things we could do is show them how to reuse that.
That would be great. I'm just thinking that in my generation, I was brought up in the recycling of food that we had leftovers and leftovers. And living on my own, I tend to cook far too much at one go. So I do have some creative recipes for leftovers. So maybe we could run a competition or something for people approach the Golf News and see if they'd...
Absolutely. We'd love to hear people's stories. I'm talking to people already and I'm getting some great feedback on what used to happen when they were young, and that's exactly what we want. We want the community to be talking about this and looking at it, and that's one of the ways that change will happen and we'll see a reduction in food waste.
Right. And that'd be great if you can get the kids involved as well.
Mm.
You know, maybe the school could get on board with this whole thing.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting program, and we wish you well with it.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, if you're interested in being involved, give Dort a ring or go on their website and get the information.
Great.
Thanks very much for coming in, Dort and John.
Thank you.
Little Day In is set to be a great day out, with bands from both the island and Auckland playing at the Onatangi Sports Park on the 21st of February. It's also a fundraiser for Friends of the Street. And from Friends of the Street, Hera Mons joined Jan to talk about the event.
And now it's my pleasure to introduce Hera Mons, who's from Friends of the Street. Hera, I gather that Friends of the Street are organising the Little Day In.
Oh, we do help organising the Little Day In. It's our sixth Little Day In. We started it and it was just Friends of the Street. Then we got together with Auckland City because they were doing music in the parks. And so that's our fifth we are doing together now with Auckland City.
That's excellent. And Little Day In will be at the Onatangi Sports Park on Saturday, the 21st of February. That's next Saturday, is that right?
Next Saturday. And this time it will start at 5 o'clock. We have started normally a little bit earlier in the afternoon. And sort of Auckland City has decided it is actually too much work and too much involvement. So we are going with the flow and we are starting at 5 o'clock.
And what sort of artists will you have? What format will it take?
Okay, as far as I know, the communication with Auckland City is not the best. So I'm guessing there a little bit because I haven't seen the total lineup. But Ben Cara and his band, Feigned Innocence, they are starting at 5 o'clock. Then we have Full Stop, apparently. I mean, they are playing, but I'm not sure about the lineup. A brilliant band on the island. After that, we have... and they were pushed onto it, we didn't know, and it hasn't been really confirmed. But it's Ian Simpson and his band. And then Charlie B and Billy Floyd, two brilliant young men. They actually have been with us now the sixth time. And Charlie B, actually, he was working with us at the beginning, our Friends of the Street, and the name he suggested, and we went with it. So it's actually Charlie B, Charlie Brown.
Great. Now, are there any other activities happening apart from music?
I have to go back to the lineup, because after that, that's a two band Auckland City brings over from Auckland, and thus is Tahuna Breaks are the next band, and after that, House of Shem. Apparently, they played last weekend at the wine festival.
They did indeed. They were very good.
Yeah, yeah. I heard. So, yeah.
So are there going to be any stalls or other activities?
There will be a few stalls. We haven't had too much luck. So if you want to get in touch with me, 7855, you can ring me. We have a few stalls. We won't have a bouncy castle this time because it is starting so much later. And we assume, actually, there won't be too many young children there.
Right. Now, the Little Day Inn, is that a fundraiser for anything, or is it just a...
No, it's a fundraiser for Friends of the Street. We have normally, we have raised about between $2,000 and $3,000. It's our main fundraiser. That's why we started it at the beginning, 6 years ago. And there was always a conflict. We asked people when they came in for a donation, and some people always were saying, oh, this is a free Auckland City gig. Sort of, so we won't ask for a donation when you come in. It's a free gig. We will ask for a little donation when people parking cars, and hopefully people are quite generous. I mean, we don't have much funding at all, so that's really where we need our money.
So will you have people there with buckets that people can put some money in if they want to donate?
Yeah. And also when people parking, because we are not only Friends of the... we are... looking after our young people, we're going to parties, we are going to the beaches, we take them home, we talk to them. It's a really interesting experience, actually. But we also promote road safety. And that is another really, really important thing we are doing. So we will give people a little hint or a little sign that means don't drink and drive, or if you drink, don't go into the car.
Right. So basically, I think, was Friends of the Street set up to give young people a ride home if they had too much to drink or if they were without transport?
It started about, as I say, we are in our seventh year. It started about when Rotary asked us if we would like to go around the island and actually see what young people are up to, give them a lift home, but also go and talk to them. So that's really how it started, and it has developed from there. It is like just being out there at night and support our young people. I mean, we have a lot of beautiful young people on this island, and we never really had any trouble.
You did have a little bit of trouble a year or two back, didn't you, with the behaviour of some of them, and you actually went on strike. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, it was last year. I don't know exactly when it was. But we are actually, and it's always, we are portrayed as a free taxi service. We are not a free taxi service. What we are doing is we ask for donation if we take people home. We don't take people, or it's not our intention. We sometimes do because, you know, you get fooled a little bit. But we are not taking people to parties. We are taking them home. So, and it's not a free taxi service. And that's where we were. One night we were abused by some young people because we didn't take them where they wanted to go. And so we thought, no, we're just going on strike to educate the community and also our young people. We are not a taxi service.
And did that work?
It did work. It did work for quite a while. We had a lot of support from the community and also from our young people who actually know us and text us if they need a lift, and they said that's not on, and that was great. So we went on strike for 2 weeks, and after that it went great. Yeah.
Now, you're obviously a group of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you require volunteers at the moment?
We always do require volunteers. But, I mean, that is a special group of people. You can't just take anybody.
Do you have training?
We do have training. First of all, you have to be cleared by the police and the courts, and then you have about half a year training where you go with people who have been doing it for quite a while. Yeah.
Okay, so it's on the spot training.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have any training, counselling training, or anything.
No, this is not really what we are doing. I mean, we are talking. If we feel there is a need for somebody else to actually get in touch with some people, or we advise them what other groups we have on the island. We are not doing really counselling. We are listening. And so if there is a problem, we help out. We say, this is where you can go. Or, you know, I have done it, that I go with somebody to go to a counselling session or you know, and get the whole aura involved, right. Yeah.
And you work every day? Is it every day that the No,
Fridays and Saturday nights.
Friday.
We start at 10:30 and we finish. We are supposed to finish at 2, but sometimes it just takes longer.
So what sort of time commitment would there be for the volunteers? How often would they be rostered on, for
instance? Depends how often they would like to. I mean, we have some volunteers, they just say, whenever you can't fill a position, give me a ring. And normally some of us do every second week, some once a month, so it depends.
How many of you are out there at one time?
Two.
Okay, you always work in pairs.
Yeah, you can't do it. I mean, it's one who has to concentrate on the road and the driving, and the other one is texting and sort of working out where to go next and what to do next. Yeah, it's always two. So that's a part, you know, you're a team.
That's great. Now, if anybody's interested in becoming a volunteer, do they give you a call?
Yeah.
Right. And your number at 3727855?
That's the one.
That's for Harris. So anybody out there who'd like to join in the Friends of the Street and help them out as a volunteer, please give Hera a ring.
Yeah, and we can talk about it. Yep. Perfect.
Right. And is there anything else coming up for Friends of the Street?
Not at the moment. What we are planning, actually, and that is have a month after the Little Day in, have another fundraiser at the dirt track with all the bands we couldn't bring in, because there are a lot of local bands who said, oh, we would like to take part, we like to be there, but we couldn't take them all in because of the time limit.
Right, so you might be looking at doing something later in the year?
No, a month later.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yep, we thought, because it is still quite nice, and the dirt track, they have done so much work and they're so welcoming to the community. It's a very nice place to actually go.
Well, in that case, people, look out for that. If you can't make the Little Day in on the 21st of February, then look out for the next one in March.
Yep.
No doubt there'll be something in the Gulf News about that.
Oh, definitely. We will advertise it, yeah.
Great. Thank you very much, Harris.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the interviews from last week's Island Life. Island Life is broadcast every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 and is brought to you by Placemakers. And these interviews can be downloaded from our website, www.waihekiradio.org.nz.